Welcome to Four-Sided Dive, Critical Role's monthly talk show featuring a roundtable discussion about the events and characters of our current campaign, alongside a heavy helping of hijinks. Four-Sided Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role and youtube.com/Critical Role, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. Let's dive into the chaos.
Hi.
Okay.
Why is there a giant mess? What happened?
What?
Our studio is trashed.
Who
somebody had a party?
I had a party.
Ew, I wasn't invited.
Me neither.
I don't think any of us were invited to the party.
It was a crew.
Did anyone?
How do you know?
Because they greeked all the cans.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, even
that
for
was
a party.
Smart.
Man.
Just rude. In case.
Well, hardcore.
Kind of smart of them, though.
Yeah, it was.
I just wish we'd all been able to go.
So. No.
Yeah, I mean, a little rude, guys.
Yeah.
What the hell? Didn't we get a call sheet?
Totally
a call sheet for
totally
a party.
Fine.
But that's fine.
Nobody told us about
that's
it.
That's fine.
No.
I just.
Hope they use a company card.
The amount of fear I get when this dice tray comes out.
God, I don't want it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
So who hasn't? I think I'm the only one who here
has hosted. Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet. Cool. So,
I'm gonna get out of the way while y'all do this.
All right.
Which one do you want? I'm gonna take the black one because it's latte.
Blue one.
The yellow one.
All right. This is red.
Okay.
Highest. Oh God.
Where did I put it?
Oh, it's right here.
Phil.
Okay.
Incredible.
One, two, three, go.
Yeah. Seven.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Go get it. Go get it.
Brah. You got this. You got this.
Well, get out the way.
I'm so proud of you.
Balls.
You're doing great, sweetie.
You got it. You got this.
Can I get my drink first?
No.
Okay. Hold on. I got to tuck my
We're
shirt
all
in.
Watching
I gotta look
you.
Cool. Okay, here we go.
Take Woo. Your time.
Woo. Woo. Greetings. I, Laura Bailey, am your fourth tavern keeper, and welcome to a very special 5th of July Four-Sided Dive, where we'll be marinating in patriotism, witchcraft, and garbage. Just for independent witches, talking nerd shit in the human aftermath of a party no one remembers having. Did I mention it's July 5th? It's definitely July 5th, 2022.
You got it. Yeah!
There's double toil and trouble in Laudna and Imogen's friendship bubble.
Uh-oh.
Delilah made Laudna break Imogen's favorite rock, and we all cried over it. So Marisha Ray and Laura Bailey, me, are here to finally spell it out for all of us. And speaking of disasters, the calamity is now, once again, ancient history. But Abrea Iyengar's architect, arcane Lorraine Koromar Seeley, did I say that right?
Not even close.
Cool.
We'll
live in our slayer in.
Did you name me Lorraine? Lorraine?
Rent free until the sun burns.
Club? What are you doing? Lorraine?
But Abrea is tonight's only guest who lived through an in-game romance with Sam Riegel. Ashley Johnson her spooky hands into the Four-Sided Dive to tell us all about our favorite fabulous and fiery fae, Fearn Calloway. Fearn Calloway.
Perfect.
And later on, we'll be playing Cup of Questions, our four-sided spin on beer pong, where if you sink a shot, you got to answer the weird-ass question written underneath the cup.
Uh-oh.
And now, I solemnly ask that all of you at home please rise and hold your hands over your hearts as I speak the words of some of the greatest Americans to ever live. Okay. Question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds, and I buy my own rings. Only ring your cellie when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave.
Question?
Yeah!
It's
Did
so
you get
beautiful.
That reference?
It makes me tear up. For our Avalier, for Imogen's favorite rock, for Destiny's Child.
Yeah!
Welcome to Four-Sided Dive. It's July 5th. Let's fucking do a show.
Yes!
Let's go! Welcome back. Let's begin the night with our open discussion segment. What the fuck is up with that?
Cussing.
Hey, look at this. We've got some menus here on our menu. Thing.
Do you guys want to split
a menu?
First menu question up. Gnarl Rock Shard shatters witch's friendship.
What a headline.
What the fuck is up with that?
Yeah. Yeah, how are you guys doing?
That was so sad.
What? It was so sad.
That was
so intense.
We're
guys.
Fully caught up on the game, right? I don't have to like be aware of spoilers
yes.
or anything.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so
yeah.
sad.
It's really sad.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we, because in the moment it was so heartbreaking, and then afterwards we were like, oh God.
Oh no, I love
oh
you.
No, I'm so yeah. sorry, but pretty juicy.
That's always the way it
but
is. You're
it
like,
great.
Are you
yeah.
good?
We're
good. And good. That was sad. That
pretty
was
great.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that for
but
us.
But then right as that happens, then Erica shows up.
Yeah.
And like, we're both.
Love it.
Like. Separated, and then you're forming this friendship with her. And I was just sitting at the table, like,
you are several memes
my best friend.
About being sad.
Yeah.
Now it's
yeah.
very good.
And bald.
And bald. And bald.
Just the most pathetic.
I like that, though. I like that beer. Like,
you know what?
What's more girl boss than getting a drastic haircut after a breakup? Here you go.
True. I gotta change it.
Yeah.
I need a new me.
I need bangs or nothing.
God, that was so good. That was so intense at the table.
Yeah. I admittedly have like watched the clips and I'll watched your
yeah,
face.
Yes! Oh, my
face.
God.
I can't hold, I can't
so
not make faces when
I'm
something's
just like,
happening.
All I could see was Ashley's
face. I know. And I there's a moment where I know my jaw is open for like so long, and I was like, "Why is my mouth still open? You're being so obvious to the side of Laura. You need to just like pump the brakes, settle it down."
So it's like, so hard to control expressions yeah. though when something's going on. It's the same thing yeah. as like when Vax and Keyleth. And
oh,
the whole
yeah.
table's like,
yeah.
yeah. Like hiding so we wouldn't distract, but ended up being so much
it was
worse.
Much worse.
No, we were just trailblazers.
Yeah,
I
you were.
Know. You really were.
God, it's so good.
It was so good.
There was
that
like,
was one of my favorite moments at the table.
That was, it was good coming. To watch. Where you're just like, oh, this is, no. No, their friendship means a thing to me. All right, that's parasocial. Take
yep.
a fucking lap. You gotta go get a cookie or something. Go get some LaCroix and try again.
Did you have any idea what Delilah was, what Matt was like doing with it when you were?
Honestly, no. I was trying to like, you know, because you want to like listen to your DM, you know, you want to try and like take the hints. And I was genuinely like, oh, he's going to, maybe I have some insight. Like maybe I can actually, because of my background with being like undead or you know, or having like the warlock patron.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe she'll tell me something. I don't know why I assumed she'd be nice. I don't know why I assumed she was trying to like help me out and do me a favor.
Especially trust in that, other women.
In that moment of like, this is too dangerous. I was like, oh, look at her helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Why? Like,
just kidding.
Naive shit.
Just kidding. She's mm-hmm. evil. She's been,
she's definitely yeah. evil.
You're so tied to this horrible, evil thing. How do you break free of it? Does it take all your power away?
I don't know. It's like, what? Because it's not the same as what Ford was up to.
No, it's not
it
quite
our first,
the same.
Our first warlock.
Yeah.
But yeah. What happened?
I don't.
Lila's alive. Are you? Because we.
I know, because it's I know, and the warmth spreading. I was like,
yeah,
she,
was
she
like,
got me back to
she
life.
She got me back to
she
life.
Yeah.
And then you said you lied. I was like,
oh,
no.
Wait, you lied.
You
ooh,
lied.
That hurt.
Oh.
You did the thing that made my body hurt. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. I also like I hate like friend conflict. Ugh. Just in general.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're cool, we're good,
we're fine.
Just so
fine,
we don't
fine.
Fight.
Yeah.
Can we not fight, please? Strangers, different story.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
yeah,
I don't care about
love
strangers.
Stranger.
Fuck you.
Fuck yeah. you.
Hey, are you a stranger?
Fuck yourself.
Fuck off.
But yeah, friends, I'm like, oh no. So I could feel like that burning in the back of my head when it was happening of like, Mad friend, man. Yeah. Fix. Must fix bad.
And it's like the anti, it's the opposite of what I would have done in a situation like that, right? Where I instantly would be like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's just don't worry about it. Yeah, I know you didn't mean
you
to.
Didn't, yeah.
Yeah. To like fight that reaction and be like, how could you do this?
But maybe that's why it was so intense.
Yeah, sure.
I wasn't expecting that. It was just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And if people fight in front of me anyway, I'm always like,
oh, juice.
I love that you're like, yes, more. Let me just get a good angle. Feed me. Thank you.
Full Real Housewives.
I love it level. So much.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Real Housewives of Tal'Dorei.
But yeah, I mean, I think too, like your reaction of just the you lied, it's like ever so slightly that Bilbo Baggins reaching for the ring, the like, moment.
Yeah.
That I think it just like really, it was so subtle, but kind of encapsulated Imogen's whole journey with the rock.
Yeah.
And how it was kind of.
And how it's still affecting, like, if you've been like, brain tainted by something for a while, how long does it last afterwards before you come to your senses? Like, how fast do you shake it off? Would it be an immediate like, oh, I'm free of it, thank you? Or would the effects linger?
Yeah.
Because that's like what I was fighting with in the next game after that of going like,
ooh,
that icy. How long does she hang on to the,
ooh.
And then like you kind of circled away. I'm circling back to it with Erica coming in.
Yes.
And yeah, it's definitely that like, you and your bestie have a fight right before the guests start showing up at the slumber party.
Yeah.
Type of thing. You're like,
well, and then watch your bestie be friends with all the other people, and you're like,
those are our jokes. I'm just, I want to be having ice cream with you right now.
It's the quiet fight for me that, like, we're not going to talk about it. And you're like, please talk. It'll be okay if you talk. Just have a conversation.
And then the break. For Calamity.
And then the break for Calamity.
Now, speaking of Calamity.
What the fuck is up?
Yeah, with all of that.
What is up with that? It was, you know, just a lighthearted little blast from the past.
Just a little jaunt.
Just a little jaunt. Be like, hey, what's it like? You know, in the before time, when there was TVs and shit. I think, my favorite part of Calamity is realizing that, like, everything in, like, the main campaigns is, like, this is a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got TVs and stuff. It was cool back then. Sorry.
Like.
Very specifically. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. For sure. Like, and, I mean, Travis has talked about this a lot, too, where you kind of are idea of the Calamity before we went through this was just kind of like amorphous. It was just like, well, a bad thing happened.
Yeah, it was this thing that lived a long time ago. It doesn't really mean anything to us in this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it has this full, like, breathing, living, like, image in my mind now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, a little Wi-Fi for the lady bosses. It's good to be a lady wizard.
We did it.
Nothing bad happened.
Yeah, at all. Good job, guys. You succeeded.
We did it. It was great. 10 stars. We'll do it again. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love that it was so advanced. Like the technology and the. I mean, and we knew that going into Eeyore, but it was just such a cool. God. I'm still catching up. I'm still catching up. I know I'm going to get spoilers tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Which is my own. My own bad.
Fine. And nothing.
Everybody was fine.
Yeah.
And no one
stopped the Calamity,
caused
right?
the Calamity. Yeah. No one specifically made a choice that was very anti-Ashari.
Yeah.
Fuck those druids.
You were like, these fucking druids.
I hate these nerds. I hate this
like, yes. Getting in the way of my shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
oops.
My God.
Just a little
Can
garden.
Can we talk about Brennan's jamming?
Oh, my God. Can we? That monster.
Yeah.
Oh,
good grief.
Oh,
good grief.
The first 10
He's
minutes.
He's amazing.
So good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I am so happy with what happened, but also so sad that I didn't get to play with him. I've been wanting to play with him so bad.
Yeah. We should talk about that because I want
to
give credit where credit is due. I feel like we kind of almost had like a Sam Liam.
Yeah,
situation.
It kind of was. Yeah. I mean, in that, like, very bare bones, like, when we sat down originally and we're, like, going, okay, this is what we're going to play, and then it didn't end up happening, but it was, like, I had just set up that I wanted a wizard. I wanted these kind of relationships.
Yeah,
wizard, this is basically elf. Her place. Yeah, this is her place yeah. within the city.
Yes.
And then everything after that was you.
And then, yeah. But it was cool because it was like, okay, it was like a fun little, like I said, it felt like what Sam and Liam had been doing for all these years.
Yeah.
Where like you plant the seed and then like run with
Which
it.
Which kind of, I mean, I've always thought, what like how metaphor. The hell does Sam do
you
it?
You plant the seed and then you run.
I'm running with a wad of dirt in my hand. It's a relay race.
Yeah,
flames. Worst field you. Day.
I don't. I always wondered how Sam did it, but it actually seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
After seeing what you did with it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It gave me a great excuse to not get super in the weeds with picking a class. And
I feel like that's where it. That's my hang up too.
Yeah.
Right? You just stare at all of the options and you're like, there's too much.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a wrong choice.
It was cool. Yeah. And then I was actually really intimidated though, because you were like, I want to be someone who's like super political and like this high level mover and shaker who's really just in the day to day nitty gritty of the politics. And I was like, I gotta be.
Can I swing a sword, please?
Okay.
I would like a sword, please.
Yeah. But it was fun.
I do like that the brief for this, like, so often, sorry, my little philosophy brain. So often, like, our, like, the games that we play are like a ragtag group of like nobodies who figure it out and become the heroes the world needs.
Yeah.
But like, the brief when we came in was like, you have to play a high status character.
Yeah.
You have to be one of the most important people in this world. Now, what kind of important do you want to be? And that's terrifying, also freeing, because you're like, well, we know what needs to happen. All right, how can I be the most in the way of this? So it was very fun picking an engineer where I was like, oh, I want to be the person that, like, none of this technology made it to the present day. I want to be the person that didn't write it down, that, like, was responsible
just doing
for it.
And, like, yeah, and was like, lost.
I'll write it down in a sec. Don't worry. Oh no, a calamity. Well, I'm sorry. Good luck. You can figure it out later.
Cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, just too busy to write it down.
Yeah.
I will write that down after.
It is incredibly intimidating though to be that high level character and have all of the things that you're supposed to be an expert on and knowledgeable about within the city of like something that you've never seen before ever and just fully making it up.
She's got a lot.
Yeah. But not making it up because it is like,
Florida!
It happened.
Yeah.
It's there. You need to know this.
Homework.
Yeah. Yeah. So much homework.
Sam mentioned, I think on stream in the first episode, like, oh, we just have this like 20 page lore doc in front of us. And we really had, it wasn't 20 pages, but it was like seven, eight pages.
Well, did you have like your
by category or was it just like block text?
We had like, everyone's kind of like area of expertise. So like I knew the NPCs that were like important to you to like call on and call down.
Your flux capacitor.
Like, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I had extra stuff for everything with the astral layer that was like, here's stuff that other people can't know about because I built it by myself in the corner.
Yeah.
And then was nervous the whole time being like, astral layer. Oh, Brandon said it, thank God.
What if I say this wrong?
I pronounce it wrong. What's the word?
And Matt will do that for like the main campaign as well. Like he'll send pages of stuff
that
traveled through here. This is where you come from. Yeah. This is all the things you already know about.
Yeah, because I
so,
know.
So like as we're talking about it, I'm like.
Yeah.
Yes, something the I understand. I know. Yes.
Yeah, he just did that. I know Sam and Taliesin got like a beefy doc for Bassarus.
Oh,
We love a beefy dog.
Love those beefy dogs.
Love a beefy dog. Girl talk.
Do you love a beefy dog? Like,
girl talk.
I love beefy dog.
Do you like beefy dog?
You know, like, it's just got to be thick.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a long dog, but it just has to be thick.
Thick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it.
That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's nothing, like, it is terrifying, like in the best possible way. It is terrifying to come into like Critical Role and be like, all right, how do I make my mark as a GM? And I was so excited. I'm like you, I have no poker face. So there's a lot of reaction gifs of me just being like, the entire time. But he came in and was just like fire, and I was like, he's got it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. You did it. Okay, oh, I'm gonna sit here and be terrified.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
It was such a cool start.
Yeah.
It was such a cool start because watching it live while you guys were shooting it, and I was like, oh, I'll watch a little bit. And I had it up in my dresser, and I was like folding laundry, and I was just standing watching. I was like, oh, first, you know, a little bit. I was standing and watching for over 45 minutes, just like, oh, no. Just like commenting, you know, all the faces, yeah. Just alone. And then I'm like, oh my God, I've been standing here for 45 minutes.
Like, I could sit down.
Sit down. God, so good. So good. Yeah, I would be, that would be intimidating for me to be a person to be like, I know everything.
Yeah. What was rad though is it did kind of feel like, because, you know, to your point, Abria, like you tend to start campaigns, it's like a shit kicker, and yeah. You're like, you're just running on instinct, and it's your id, and you're just like, my impulse.
And you grow into and somebody that,
yeah. Yeah.
Right, yes. Right.
That gives a shit.
Yeah. You learn to give a shit. But coming in, like, playing people at the top of their game, it also gave these amazing lenses into, like, all of our friends at the table.
Yeah.
At the top of their game in a weird way. Because It was like watching you be like, I don't have time for small talk. I've got to get this shit done. And you're like, oh, and like, Lou was fucking great. God. Watching oh, Lou,
so
like,
great. Everybody at that table was so good.
Yeah. Everyone was so good.
So fun to watch. Oh,
but I was like, watching Lou, and I'm like, you could run a company.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Watching this and watching this, like, assertiveness, it feels like you get, like, this lens and to be like, oh, like, that's in there. That's lurking in these people. And I don't know, it was cool. I was like, everyone is so cool.
Yeah. But I love, yeah, along with that, I love that it wasn't the, like, just a bunch of little id monsters running around trying to figure their stuff out. But, like, the arc over time was the, like, learning to care. My mind keeps going back to Paisha going back and looking at the, like, selfish choices. Like, what a moment to have by yourself where this character, like, powerful. Like, we are the NPCs. Like, in a normal version of D&D, it's Pervon Sewell is the PC, and we're the NPCs he's, like, spying on. Like, yeah.
Wow.
We're the ones that you're, like, infiltrating and trying to get stuff out of.
I never thought of it like that. That's crazy.
So
but
it's wild.
True.
Yeah. So it's wild to watch those NPCs become people.
Yeah.
Even as they make choices that bring about the calamity.
This yeah.
thing that felt like it was relegated to history as one bad wizard made a spicy choice and then everything got bad. And it was no, an entire society bred people who reached too far.
Yes.
And here's some of them. And even in their, like, poor choices, they were people and had moments and hesitations, but they never had that, like, turn of faith or eye or thought at the right moment to stop it. And that's the coolest thing to play. Because you're like, you know you have to get there.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm going to try to make you feel everything for my character on the way. So cool.
God, so good.
So then, you know, apocalypse.
A little apocalypse. Yeah. Just a little apocalypse.
That's fun.
It's fine.
As a treat?
I know.
Can't wait to see how it ends.
I don't know.
I just don't know.
Sorry to give it away there.
But something, too, because you kind of, Abria, in EXU Prime, as we've called it around the studio, EXU Prime and Kaimal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Nirdopok and everything, and
God, kind of like, so cool.
Yeah, you guys kind of got to like, because Nirdopok to me kind of felt like the lost city of Atlantis that's just been hiding like behind, like in plain sight for so long that like no one paid to really look at, and it kind of felt like ever so slightly getting a little bit of that like remnants of what it was. It was almost like a nice little appetizer. Kind of leading into it in a way.
It's such a fun gift to be given a chance to like hook into like the past and present of Tal'Dorei. Because like Brendan and I talked about this a lot as we were kind of building our stuff, not like, especially after, where we're just like, oh man, the thing you get to build here is here's a little, like, here's the culture
here's the way the culture had to be to survive all of that.
Yeah.
Like, you see the dizzying heights of the Age of Arcanum, but what's, like, who's the group that can hunker down? Like, they have to have this, like, incredible balance that the rest of the world doesn't have, that everything is slowly moving toward. And with an eye to, like, the modern campaigns of, like, those constant stories of, like, striving and changing the world and trying, there's always this sense of, like, the Mighty Nein and Vox Machina and now Bell's Hells, like, they're trying to get something back. Like, it's very Avatar, like, trying to restore balance to the world. Mm-hmm. That it feels very cool to step in as a storyteller and say, like, we'll show, there had to have been, like, a lack of balance somewhere. So, like, let's see here. That. Yeah, let's see it over here. And it's great when you have that, like, little bomb of time. Like, if you have, like, 500 hours of a story, you're very precious about your character and, like, the thing that you want them. Like, they have to feel real and you have to live in it. Mm-hmm. I think you get to make berserk, crazy choices when you're like,
I've got this.
I got 16 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, let's burn it all down.
Let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's this tree?
You have to.
Fuck this tree. Fuck this tree.
You have to make bold choices when you have that amount of time.
Yeah, 100%. Because you don't have the, like, you don't have the time to, like, work your way up to it. You're just like, I do the thing. Yeah.
I jump.
It's fine, I jump.
So cool.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Speaking of apocalypses.
Mm-hmm.
In an apocalypse situation.
Oh.
Which kind of apocalypse do you think you would thrive in? Which kind would you survive in? There's what? There's zombies.
Mm-hmm.
There's clickers.
I don't like those. No,
natural disaster. There's like
Mad Max.
Children of Men.
Oh, sure.
God, that movie is so good.
It's so good.
Ugh.
Let me be very clear about it.
Okay.
Children of Men, like, the world doesn't have babies anymore. And you're like, that's not the worst. Have you met a baby?
I've met babies.
No, there are good, there's like a good baby. Baby. Yes. Lowercase baby. The platonic ideal of a baby is a dog, but worse. It's not fuzzy.
It's just it's a tiny drunk person.
Yeah.
You can't reason with them. They knock everything over.
Well, this was a party for babies.
This was a party for babies.
This was the baby party.
Omar threw a party for a baby.
Where is Omar?
He's been asleep on my feet for the last, like, 10 minutes.
Yes!
I'm not allowed to move.
Oh, Danny, that's so cute.
You're so stuck.
Wait, I gotta get my camera.
That's really cute.
Take a picture. That is so cutie.
He's out.
That's really cute. He's fully done.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love that.
I love him so, this is how much I love him so much. Yeah. I'm just gonna
just hold still. He's gonna take like a tight 20 on your feetsies and it'll be great. And they'll be ready to rally.
Are we all wearing the same shoes?
I noticed we're both wearing our cons.
We're both wearing our
cons. I didn't know we were doing
I know.
You told me.
I got my dorky Vans.
You're wearing your
on.
Tetris Pumas.
I wore heels. And I don't know why.
You look.
It was
because so
I was
cute.
I was in the tall corner for you.
So you. Good.
Look is
you
great.
Were.
I know you beat Travis.
That's even better.
Also, I'm so sorry. I beat the shit out of Travis's arm because I was so excited. I was like, "Did you see?" And he's like, "Yes, I'm also sitting here watching." A thing happened. We were all sitting and watching.
It's
but
okay.
Did
he
you
sat
notice?
Next to Marisha before.
It's true.
Fine.
It's true.
You're fine.
But being the tall kid corner was.
God. Yeah. Demons, robots, Waterworld.
Oh, right.
Waterworld. Right. Waterworld, final
thrive
answer.
In a Waterworld.
I would thrive in a Waterworld.
Travis would thrive in a Waterworld. You and Travis.
Yeah. The homie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coward's Corner. No jump scares for us. Thank you.
I think I'd be like a Mad Max situation.
Why? It's so dusty.
Yeah. I feel like you would do really
I'm kind of leaning towards that too.
Wait, why? It's bad there.
Dish and
no,
dust.
But like. They're both so hardcore.
God,
you're hardcore too.
No,
we've had this conversation before. All of us were sitting around and you all were like, we're bad bitches. And everybody at the table was like, God, you three would take them out. And I was like sitting there like, would.
No, you would absolutely wreck shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would.
You would be the one who like grows to be like the silent matriarch that
only
addresses the village like once on every solstice.
This is the water.
Yes. There you go!
See?
Yeah, I would listen. I'd be like, that's all the water we have.
You'd like, voice. You'd rally
you how she said it?
Just an army of like boys that were like, we would do anything for Matron Laura.
Like, Laura, that's what I would pledge my fealty to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
Thank you.
I like this whole setup.
As your host, I take that fealty.
Yay!
And then you can just send us on missions.
Go on runs.
Yes.
Nice. Aww.
See, like zombies and like clickers especially.
Too scary. Too fast, too furious.
It's about family.
It's about family.
Lumbering zombies, okay.
Yes, they're slow.
Even, they're slow.
Oh, I love
but
a
even
slow
the hordes of lumbering zombies.
I don't want fast ones.
Yeah, I don't like the
I don't want the fast ones. I don't want to be like there's a possibility of being turned into something else.
Yeah.
Like I don't also want that over my head while the world is also ending.
Yeah.
Come just to like, Waterworld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really am kind of wanting to come to Waterworld, actually.
Waterworld got a show love at Universal Studios.
Oh, and I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that show.
Come do that one.
Hey, you guys.
Come do that one. It's great.
Shut up. It's time to mandatory pull a question
from
the Tower of Inquiry.
Here we go.
One of us pulls a block from the tower, reads the number, and Danny tells us the corresponding question and who asked it.
If the Tower of Inquiry falls, there will be consequences for the one who ruins it.
Oh, no.
Horrible, embarrassing consequences.
Oh, no.
And so with that in mind, Abrea.
Hurtful. I will do anything you tell me.
Why don't you pull a block?
To.
Wait, normally I walk
go.
Over there, but Omar's still asleep.
Yeah,
no, you're good.
Stay where you are, Danny.
Okay. I'm just going to read
don't
it from
ruin
here
it.
Because I can't disturb him.
Don't disrupt him.
I love this was the day we chose to put the Omar cam on him.
Yeah, and he's just
sleep on the job.
It's just going to be the curtain.
It's because he misses me so much.
We're good. All day.
Oh,
what?
Every, okay, so fast. Some people need to start pulling from the sides or else this tower is going to
be... Absolutely.
It is very...
Wait, is this... Has
hollow.
This is where it's been at the whole time?
Yeah.
Nobody's knocked it over yet?
Not yet. Four episodes.
Your time's coming.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
41!
Thank you.
41.
You know how to get on the top.
Oh, I don't know how to play Jenga. What? Sorry, I'm new here.
This is the Tower of Inquiry. It's a completely different game.
You edit that out later.
I know exactly what piece I want to take.
Yeah, I know what piece I would take too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hit us.
So here's number 41.
Okay.
If your character got turned into a potted plant as per the wild magic table, what plant would they
be? That's all the wild magic. I could turn into a potted plant with my
you
plant.
Could. This question comes from Surprise I'm Bored on Twitter.
Amazing.
Wait, how long are you a plant? How long?
I think it's just like a minute.
Just a minute.
I think so.
Oh,
I was just trying to.
Hey, you did it.
Plant.
If I was a plant.
God, I love plants.
Lauren, you'd absolutely not be a plant. She's a pretty fiercely anti-plant agenda.
I think it's Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Lorraine loves plants, actually.
She's got a fern.
Have you seen those, like, the flora? Talison just got me one. They're, like, the light-up plants.
What?
Oh, my God.
Do plants do that?
I have they're the one at my house.
Yeah. Okay, I would be one of those.
Maybe, yeah, it's techie, it's futuristic, it's LEDs.
I'd be a future LED plant.
Great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I just picked yours, totally and now I
sense. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So now you have to choose something different.
Are we talking? Oh, we're talking about characters, right?
It said
character.
Says you.
Oh,
it's your
you?
Character.
It said character.
Okay. Okay.
Character.
Okay.
I'm gonna do character.
Okay.
Which character? You have to do both.
To do both?
Yeah.
I would say Ladna would be like a Venus flytrap.
Oh my God! I was gonna think that. Yeah.
Or like a pitcher plant.
That's a stupid thing to say. I was gonna think that if I was thinking about your character.
You're good and perfect. I was gonna think that. I just need like a type five to get there. That's okay. You're good and I love you.
I'm dying. I'll think about Pit Shift for a minute though.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Well, you go.
That was an effective, like, not me.
Imogen, I immediately thought of, like, a violet.
Oh,
you know, just, like, little and purple. But if you treat it wrong, it's going to die really easily.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. If you treat it wrong, it's going to die real easy.
Oh, no.
I had a bunch of violets as a kid because that was like my favorite color, and I killed each and every one of
them.
They
die so easily.
Yeah, if you like touch the if you touch the petals, they like burn and die. And I was like, I'm gonna pet it. Oh no, mom.
Okay, for myself.
Oh my God.
I'm going for, God, I can't think of the second name of it. It's Pilia, something or other, but it's just green, and they're just like round little lily pads.
Should we? I'm gonna.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like they're oh, just like yeah. funny. But they like the darkness. They like they don't they like the shade. Aww. They kind of like being alone. They kind of you know.
Pilia pepperomoy.
Pepperoni.
Pilia pepperonis.
Pilia pepperonis.
Pilia pepperonis.
You've just described like the Unabomber of plants. What is that? Likes to be alone. Writes manifesto.
You know. But they're like kind of weird, and they're just like I'm just round and weird. Yes.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are some
pepperonis. It's cute.
I mean, they kind of like light a little bit.
That's
they grow better.
You
I feel like
or fern.
That's what I'm gonna pick for me.
Oh, okay.
Fern. Oleander.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of makes sense for her. For her. Also, like. You know, belladonna or like nightshade or
nightshade. It would
you know,
be good for,
something very poisonous yeah. for fern.
But absolutely,
but you know, beautiful,
pretty, and just mm-hmm. like, oops, I could kill you.
So, I think Pacia would be like an orchid,
ooh,
like yeah. one of the ones that are like purple with like the crazy yeah. stripes, or just some orchids are like the most extra flower. Yeah,
they are the most.
They yeah. are
very good. Pacia's very extra.
Oh yeah.
I have some in the house right now.
It's like
they can get creepy.
I feel incredible. Like incredible. I love them.
They're hard.
They
I
are
can't
hard.
Keep those things alive. Yeah. The orchids. I try the ice cube thing.
They're yeah, the hard. Ice cube kill thing them every is time. What I, really?
Just my bad at it.
My dad, because I had one that was dying, and my dad came out. Typical farmer Kentucky boy shit. And he came out and he like soaked the got it nice and soaked, cleared the water. And then rubbed mayonnaise on the
what?
Leaves, like wiped it down with mayonnaise, and the damn thing came back.
What?
Yes, it worked.
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It had no blossoms. It had like yellow dying leaves.
Yes.
Amazing.
And then next thing I know, it's got blossoms.
Get
yeah.
Out.
It's you gotta mayo a plant.
Yeah. I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Can, does mayonnaise work on any other plants?
Probably all of them.
I should just
let's try it.
Just try it.
I got a lot of plants in the house. You got a lot of plants in the
got
house.
Got a lot of plants in the house.
Oh my gosh.
I guess because they've got yeah. those like thick waxy leaves.
That makes
uh-huh,
sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know why.
I wonder if that would work on like a fiddle leaf. This is
I know, yeah, yeah.
You guys,
this is hard to keep alive. You tune
important
in
questions happening here on yeah. Four Sided Dive tonight.
I have an air plant. That's the extent of right. me. Like spray it like you're maybe already dead. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about all my air plants.
Yeah. Like,
could be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. It might just be a husk.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to break the rules and pull another.
Yeah. Do it.
Wait, do you do all the Jenga picks, Jenga no. picks at the same time?
We kind of.
You can do whatever.
Don't
you
do it. Hey,
don't do a middle.
You can't do a middle.
Do not do a middle.
Why coward.
Not? Make this an interesting game. Yeah, that's the one.
I'm gonna say the next one
that's,
you touch.
That's
you
the one
have
I, was that
yeah,
you were looking at?
I didn't do a walk around.
You and I.
The next one you touch, you have to do.
Oh.
Yep.
You have to. You have to stick with
you
it.
You have to.
You have to stick with it. All right.
You have
fine.
To.
Challenge if you touch accepted. It, you have to do
look
it.
Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh God, it. I don't trust
you've,
it.
No, you. She's got it.
Pull it out real fast.
Nope.
Hey,
real fast and a little wiggly.
37.
37. Omar, what do you think number 37 is? Okay, it's what would your character's go-to carry? What would be your character's go-to karaoke song? From Lynn La A Grim on Twitter.
Ooh. Okay. Oh wow. There's so many ways to go with this.
Oh, Fiona okay. Apple's Criminal.
Oh, good call.
That's really good.
That's good.
Yeah. Lauren understands herself.
I'm going to go Kiss from a Rose.
Ooh! Yeah!
Kiss from a Rose.
God, I love sorry, I love it so much.
Me too. Me too. And it's so good in karaoke.
It's so good.
It's really so good. Okay.
Oh, amazing.
Oh.
Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams.
Oh, oh yes, good yes. call, good yes. call.
That was such a good pull.
That's very good.
Yeah,
that
was good. And it's a good karaoke song.
It's yeah. a good karaoke song.
Yeah, that, I'm getting stuck on the karaoke part. I think it would, maybe like, it would have to be something Fleetwood Mac. Maybe Sorcerer.
Yeah, so yes,
ooh.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Oh, or actually, I take it back, Break Chain.
Oh, oh, that's
even
fun.
Better.
Never break the chain. Can I also throw out maybe like a little, what is it called? Bring Me to Life? but.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. Yes. Can we just go do karaoke after this?
Yeah, yes. Let's go.
Sing that song?
Goodbye this party.
Have you had it, heard anybody do that song at karaoke?
No. Have you?
Oh, yes.
I love it.
And it's so good every time.
Every time.
Oh my God.
Omar.
Even and the most important thing you could do is just be the dude on the side. Can't wake up. Like,
yeah. Ugh.
One of the can't best songs I've seen karaoke was a girl singing You Oughta Know.
Ooh.
That's sweet.
Oh, that's very good.
That's one of my go-tos.
Is it?
It's one of her go-tos.
Alanis Morissette.
I've heard her do it, and I'm like, this is angsty, and I love it.
I did.
Incredible.
I was there. What's your, I was there, I got
I want
to
hear it.
I can't, Alanis kind of fits in my vocal range a little bit, so I can, and I can get away with it, like, yeah.
Finish it.
You can do a good four, not
good. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
We now have to know everyone's go-to. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Yeah. If I can find it.
Mm. What did you just say?
The theme song from The Neverending Story.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
What a poll! We have to go to karaoke right now.
It's really fun in karaoke.
Right now.
We just abandoned.
Yeah, I was like, anyway, okay, cool. Omar, you got this. Ashley, what's yours?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Like, what's my go-to?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be really weird. I really like Toxicity by System of a Down because it's a little bit of a curveball and it's a little funny.
That's fun.
I also like the Johnny Cash song. Why am I blanking?
Walk the Line?
No.
Oh, Hurt?
No.
Hurt?
Ring of Fire?
No.
I don't know any more Johnny Cash songs. I think that's all I know. I can't
think of what it is. So that's always a good one. Love and Touch and Squeezin' by Journey. Oh. That's always a fun one, except the ending gets really long, and then you're like, okay, I'm over it. When it goes to the, and you're like, okay.
The musical interludes, when it's a long break, you're always like,
it's
so awkward.
Sorry. Yeah, please. Yeah.
She's like, 18 bars.
That's when you do the slow body roll where you're like, sorry, I gotta like keep, just start shuffling off a little. Like,
it's so awkward.
I'm so sorry.
Also, Fleetwood Mac is very fun.
Fleetwood Mac is always a good
classic.
Choice.
Yeah, it's always a good choice.
Cool. Shoop.
Well,
okay. Thank you. Surprise, I'm bored. And Lenley Grimm. Did I say that right?
You can pronounce Lenley Grimm and you can't pronounce Lairin Cormar Seeley.
If apparently. And if you have a quick and dirty evergreen question for our slightly less sticky, tower of inquiry, then you can enter it at critroll.com/tower.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I feel like the word evergreen is like the new synergy. Remember when like companies were always like, there's synergy here, there's synergy. I feel like every company is now using evergreen.
Are you, do you take a lot of meetings at different companies?
You know, I do. But I feel like in like.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. In like Silicon Valley, everyone was like, the synergy.
Yeah.
I feel like evergreen's the new word.
Yeah. You're probably right.
We're like, we need the evergreen. I don't really know what it means.
I challenge everyone in their different jobs to pay attention in their next Zoom meeting.
I will not.
And listen for the word evergreen. What Let us know. Mean? Hashtag like evergreen.
A new thing.
Evergreen means like it will.
You're shaking your head. It will. Absolutely, that's not.
You're getting shade from the crew.
Nope.
Go home.
Evergreen's like it'll always be relevant. It'll always be like timely and hip.
But what if you think your question is evergreen? Like, what if I'm like, my question that I'm about to ask is so relevant. Okay, this is going into it too long.
You're good.
That's a good bit. I love it.
It's a good bit.
It's a good bit.
This brings us to the next phase of Four-Sided Dive, the deep dive.
Welcome to Waterworld.
Danny, am I taking too long with each segment, or are we doing okay?
You're great.
Awesome.
Woohoo! Danny, what's on the menu for today?
Well, it's tankards. But there's still a little boy on my feet.
You want me to help?
Now is the time.
I'll help you.
Omar.
Okay, so that one's for you and for Ashley.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Look at those juice cups.
Here I go.
So perfect. I love it.
He is so
I didn't feel like getting up, so I didn't.
He just opened his eyes.
I'm not going to.
I'm so tired, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. It was lighter than I expected.
What we're going to do here is we're going to take turns pulling questions from our tankards. Or our solo cups. And since I'm the tavern keeper,
I will be kicking this off with a question. Is that what I do as kicking this off? I am kicking this off.
You made a choice, and I love that.
I don't know. What was the skyship like for Imogen? It's cool.
Next question.
Gee willikers. I mean, it sure was pretty, and the sky is nice, and she was not scared once it took off, because then it was a smooth ride. And also flying is fun. That's Laura. Also Imogen talking. Next question. You.
Okay. I can't fit my hand in there. I got, it's like a Pringles can. It
is. Yeah. So you could try and get
stuck. Get in there like, oh, oh shit.
Gotcha.
How do you feel about Laren's final moments?
Oh, man.
Hey, you might want earmuffs on this.
I feel like it's going to get ruined. I feel like I already know what happened. It already got spoiled.
Okay. I think there was nothing, there was no better way for her arc to resolve than being able, with the help of her friends, to like avert the worst possible scenario and die in the arms of her husband, because we got remarried at the very end. Yeah. And we helped Sari get out.
Oh my God.
And that was like the last victory so that the Ring of Brass could keep going. But yeah, it was a long way and a devastating way back to Loquacious. But she got there in the end and it was really sweet. Oh. It was a big spoiler, so you should have.
Oh my God, I know, I should have come.
You're like, I know.
I don't know.
It was over, though. It's still like so good to watch.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Yeah.
I'll watch.
Yours
I'm
in gonna
a finish it because I have to, because it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. God.
It's yours and Sam's just like dynamic.
So good.
What a fun idea. That was all Sam's idea.
Fucking fast. I know. He's been wanting to do. Yes, he's like, I really want to be a divorced character. Like, he's been asking for that for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Figure it out. And so I'm so glad it finally happened.
I was so like nervous in our character gen session where I'm like, I don't know everyone super well. But the moment he suggested it, I was like, beep, beep. I mean, I'll do it if Laura doesn't want to. It would be cool to do. And I'm not screaming in my brain about how fun that sounds. I like this a normal amount.
It was like the perfect amount of like married couple dichotomy where like you're both right and both wrong.
Yes.
A nice equal amount. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, this is.
And there's still chemistry.
And there's still chemistry.
There was. Oh, yeah.
So fun.
He's like still loved each other.
Oh, man.
Oh, I will cry. We got next question.
Me?
Yeah.
Mershershis questions.
It was the gentle flapping of it. Yeah. Your cup hurts my feelings. Like it's.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love
about.
It so much.
This
one day
like,
you'll have a cup.
Like, this
day.
Feels like bald Imogen is what this feels like. It's just like,
yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Oh. Red solo cup Imogen. What was it like to have two death scenes for Pasha? Oh, geez. Thanks, piece of paper.
Why are you looking at me?
Excuse me, piece of paper.
For your glance. I didn't name names.
Lore paper Danny Clark.
How did they differ for you as a player, and how do you feel about Pasha's true final moments? Oh, two final
Ashley,
moment
Ashley, you
questions.
Got it. You're yes.
Oh, no.
God, I wonder if that's just...
No,
I'm
gonna
stay.
Leave
for a second.
No!
Okay. I'm just going to earmuffs.
The first time I died, I was like, I'm not really dead, right? I don't think I'm really dead. And then I was like, oh, 3 hours in, maybe I am really dead. And then I wasn't really dead.
Yeah.
Can you still hear?
But
she can hear.
I want to go quick so she's not doing this for forever.
No,
proud to dedicate my final moments to the legacy of Avalir and Sarit and putting the legacy in Sarit and his Maya.
Maya.
Yeah. And
where the fuck was that kid?
Yeah.
That
it was
child
great.
I fuck with? I don't know.
It was a good group moment of just
making sure one person lives.
It was amazing. Like,
it was great. What a soup.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, you're good.
I did the wiggle.
Yeah, I saw you do it. I was like, oh, she's really
does
black.
Work. Yeah, it does work. You can't
yeah.
hear it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
Man, there was so much action going on there for a minute.
I was trying to go fast.
No, you didn't have to go fast just because I'm
sorry.
You're up.
Let's go.
I have bad news about the rest of about the rest of Bria's question.
You just get spoilers from me.
I know.
Eye contact while I tell you everything that happened.
Ooh, okay. Tell us more about Nana Maury Calloway.
Oh.
She raised Fern.
Nana.
But what kind of person is she?
Are we allowed
is
to know this?
Fern close.
Ooh, you two okay. have earmuffs now.
That's right.
I will do my best to just describe this without giving, because I mean, even, I don't know when we're going to meet her. So, Nana Maury, okay. My mom was a big inspiration for Fern and Maury. Mm. My mom is just very sort of innocently mischievous. So I was like, oh, that's a good kernel for like a fey type of, you know, putting in that in the personality. But I mean, I'm a little bit more naughty. Fern's a little bit more naughty than my mom. But Nana, okay, so my mom, so I have 7 nieces and nephews.
Aww.
And
so many nieces mm-hmm. and nephews.
So many. And my mom is the greatest grandma. And just how she was like with a mom with us, but like with the grandkids, it's like, if you want pancakes for dinner at 2 a.m, great. But my mom cooks everything. Prime rib, fried catfish, cakes, custard pies, cookies.
Just
like she just
Ooh,
cooks everything. And so I've tried to talk about that like with Nana Maury, that she Aww. Cooks a lot of like, you know, a lot of pies and a lot of like little things. And she's just... yeah, she's based on my mom, and so is Fern. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I took from my mom for both of the characters. I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, Nana's very, she's just a grandma that is very eccentric and very, I don't want to give any more away, but okay. That was a big, yeah, my mom was actually a big sort of how she is as a grandmother. To all of the kids in the family, where she's just like, she'll give them paints and just be like, go paint a wall, or like, you know, there's no rules. But that was kind of like the house that we grew up in. Like, my mom still to this day doesn't go to bed till 3 a.m. Like, she's just always up. Whenever I call her, she's like, I'm making a masterpiece. She's, you know.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, she's pretty magical. So
everyone's favorite grandma.
Yeah, she's everyone's favorite grandma. So that was like a little bit of that is kind of sprinkled into Nana Maury. You know, but there's also other elements to Nana Maury that are, you know.
I know.
This is so
exciting.
Her,
I want to meet her. I want to get
Yeah, I think she's going to be fun. More. So it's a, yeah, she's had a, I think Fern's had an interesting little life. So we'll get there someday.
I love it. It kind of explains a little bit why Fern is the way she is.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
rules.
No rules. No rules. Yeah.
That's great.
Fern grew up in the naked house.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Go run. go run. You're fine.
How does Imogen feel about choosing to chase Armand instead of learning more about her constantly changing powers? I feel good about it. I think she feels good about it. Because, I mean, I know we're on, like, the pursuit of knowledge and everything, but it's almost like too much at once is it's already overwhelming, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when, I don't know you guys, but about you guys, but if I am in that situation where it's like, I don't want to dive that deep just yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's super humanizing.
Yeah. Like, so I think the distraction is nice.
Little intravenous
yeah
lore
yeah I
over
like
time.
Oh, I'm haunted by the moon. Cool, cool, cool. Let's find out something else.
Let's find something else.
I respect that. Just be like, you know what? You're a lot right now. We're gonna put a pin in that.
I can put a
evergreen moon. We can come back to it. Yeah. See, we used it. We used it in the sentence.
Yep.
Perfect.
I'm feeling a lot of synergy with the moon.
The moon is just very evergreen, you know?
Okay. Lorraine was trying to master planar travel. What was, again, I'm so sorry to your muffs.
God damn it!
What was her inspiration behind this dream? Does she feel, as she kept repeating, that it was all worth it?
I
don't
want to take my shoes off, too.
I just got hot. And
yeah,
I
it's
got,
so hot.
It's warm. It's warm here in the club.
I don't want to do that to you guys. It would be
I feel the same
No, when
way.
I first took mine off, I was like, uh-oh, and I hit him under my... That's why I was like, I tucked him in. I was like...
You tucked him in.
Immediately looked at the furniture like, did you notice?
Did you rub crystals on your feet?
I rub a crystal on.
All my crystals, up and up.
Gotta charge those crystals in the moon, and then they'll pick up odor. It's like Febreze. Her inspiration. So I think this kind of goes back to like the friendship that we didn't really get into much like before that Pasha and Laren had, where it was always the dream to like, how do you like outstrip the other cities? Mm. So if we are the like the floating city that has to like travel down the like highways that exist in the world, what's a bigger power play than to say like, we're going to make a new road? So yeah, her idea of just like, what's the legacy I can leave on the world is creating a new ley line. And it was never like, oh, I'm going to follow it. It's like, I'm going to change the world to improve the city. And does she feel like it was all worth it? Honestly, like the calamity was maybe going to happen no matter what, right? And like what I did wasn't, like I didn't, it was... There were gonna be betrayers.
Yeah.
So you know what? Fucking I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I'd do it again. It was worth it.
We played our part in the calamity's inevitability and also played our part in making it not as bad as
it could have been worse. Could have been worse.
That was where I was going with the question.
No, 100%.
Was the part at the end where you stopped the primordials.
Yeah.
Like, those seemed bad, and I stopped that. So you're welcome. And if I could go back and do it again, I'd be even better at it. So I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Yep. Laren's learned nothing from this experience. Let's go.
I just have to be better at this
just
choice.
Just be better.
Time.
Yeah. Don't get distracted by your ex-husband and go to a party and maybe this would have been dope and nothing bad would have happened. Laren learned all the wrong things from this.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. I like your cut, Marisha.
It's very cool.
Yeah,
it's
very cool. Really cool.
Those little pates.
Little pates. Yeah, so cute.
And look, he's so tubbies.
He's so tubby.
He's in that, he's in that bloat
has some
stage.
Happy, oh, happy
he's
little poops. Meals.
Happy little meals. I don't know why that was. I love it.
This one's interesting.
Ooh.
What is the relationship between Ladna and Delilah like? Has it changed or grown over the years? This one's tough because, like, I honestly don't know much more about it than what people have already seen. Like,
ooh, but can I ask a question on top of that?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you aware that it's the same person that put you on the tree?
Yes.
Okay.
I yes.
Interesting. That's fucked up.
And I think that's kind of why, like, Laudna's relationship with her has been like, well, fuck you. You told me to go get fucked.
Uh-huh.
And now look where you are. You're dead. Or at least you think she's dead, or just some sort of.
Or at
of
least
like,
she used to be.
Or she used to be.
Oh.
So she's like, I think she like Laudna kind of almost thinks of her like this ghost. Like, yeah, sure, there are ghosts, but this ghost can't hurt me or do anything. And maybe I have some powers because of her, but like, I don't know what else it is. So she's just kind of like been always kind of flippant about it. I think she grew because Laudna's been like this for 30 years since, you know, Vox Machina. So at first,
I imagine London being very terrified and not knowing what was going on. But after you have this like weird voice in your head for 30 plus years, they're going to be like, what? What do you need?
Yeah.
What now? Please, just, I'm busy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there a part of Laudna that likes what happened to her because it made her special?
Ooh. Whoa. Juicy.
That's one where I'm like, maybe Laudna hasn't processed that yet. Maybe. I don't know. What the fuck, Embryo?
I'm sorry. I'll go now.
I'm having a crisis.
Make sure that FCG asks you that in game.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Are you okay?
Just kick over the set. Perfect. I'm so.
Fuck your show.
Fuck your show. Fuck your mind. Time to go.
Oh my god.
Maybe.
I mean, I think like Lana's kind of like accepted who she is. It definitely gets a kick out of being weird. Hmm. I don't know. Cool. Fuck, I'm gonna have to think about that.
Sorry.
No, that's great. It's like one of those things where it's like, oh, I didn't know this about myself until you told me. Damn it.
Oh, dang it.
That's cool. All
right. I'm ready.
What is it like to play a character as chaotic as Fern? And where does the inspiration for her mischief come from? Where's the inspiration? Okay, well, half of that I kind of already...
How funny, yeah.
A little bit answered. That is funny. Yeah, a little bit of that is my mom and sort of how she is as a little creature. And she loves practical jokes. Like, anything to get a laugh. The stuff that she puts my nieces and nephews up to, knowing full well that my brother and sister will get so mad at her for it.
Truck Nuts.
No, Truck Nuts was Wilmot.
Oh, Truck Nuts was Wilmot. Yeah. Oh, wait, the nieces and nephews wrote, like, balls or something on your truck, right?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Or? Yes. Sorry. They did.
I'm throwing it off. Keep going. Keep going.
Right. Right. Truck Nuts. Now I remember.
Yes. Side note, I drove around. I have a pickup truck, and I drove... around for months, and I didn't know somebody at work was like somewhere else I was working, and they were like, "Why do you have nuts in the back of your truck?" I was like, "What? It didn't register." I was like, "What do you mean? Like someone drew it on the dirt or something?" Just a full chrome pair of nuts, and they were Wilmots.
How long were they on?
Months. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's incredible.
Months. Had no clue.
Incredible.
So people driving by, just probably behind me, and then pull it up. People. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. So.
Nut Truck People is the name of my new improv. Get started. We need suggestions.
I want to be in it.
Is he still on your feet, Danny?
No, he finally adjusted a little, and so now he's a little snuggled up and a little cute ball.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love him.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. But yes, it's very fun playing a character this chaotic, because it's just so fun to do kind of the first thing that
pops
in my brain.
Travis and I have had so many conversations with Grog and
Jester.
Like, I want my blank.
Like,
I didn't know
what was her name.
But like, it's so much fun to play a character that has no filter.
Yeah,
it is a blast.
Yeah,
just so much fun and so chaotic and just so fun to just be like, this is just me. I'm just a little strange, and I'm gonna throw this in here and make a mess.
Oh, hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hello, this is so
I just love him.
What if I eat these? Would it be a tasty snack?
Bee-bop-boop. I think that's my cue. Am I still good? Do I need to move on? I'm a good host.
You're doing a great job, but if anyone says otherwise...
Wait, do we need to... One more speed round. Hurry up. Let's do it.
Okay.
How many more questions do I have in here? I think I only got a couple. Okay, speed round.
I want a good one.
Imogen flew for the first time. How does she feel about this new ability? I like, what was fun about that in game is that I took the spell, but I didn't want to do it without a reason. I didn't want to just introduce the new spell for nothing. So when Orym went over the side
and like all this
God,
chaos
that was so
happening.
Cool.
It was very cool.
It was like, I loved the idea of like this, like her powers keep emerging out of nowhere and she doesn't know where they're, what is going to happen next.
So I loved that because that
so
was
so much fun.
One of the first times in the game where it, you know, you made it narrative. Where it was like, okay, we have new levels. Oh, there's this new like spell I can do now. You did it in game, and we were all like, "What the fuck? Yeah. Wait, how can you fly?
How long have you been able to do this?"
I just met level.
But it was so cool.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that was awesome.
Okay, what was that moment of casting Blight on the Tree of Names like, as well as the realization of what that spell unleashed? Nothing is more terrifying than realizing as the player, you're like, "Oh no, this is the thing. This is the thing I'm, oh God, don't do this thing. I have to do it.
This is my red button."
And you're just like. Yeah,
the button.
Just like the eye contact with Brendan, like, oh my God. I'm not going to hit it. Quay, no. Oh, you're going to kill him. Slam it. Like, there was nothing more fun than getting that last little push when the tree attacked Paisha and Quay to be like, oh yeah. Fuck this nerd tree forever. And then finding out later, oh God, there was nothing worse than like knowing in my heart that I was going to jack up this tree.
You're gonna do it.
Yeah. And then finding out through Patience, like what the tree did, and I was like, oh no.
And I was like, oh,
you can't
no.
be on a table, Archie.
You can't do this thing. They're gonna be so mad at you. And they got back and I was like, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do the thing.
I'm gonna though. Do it. Yeah.
Someone had to do the thing.
It was great. It was great to do.
I love it.
Enjoyed it. I'd kill it again.
Oh, I love Ashley going, God, just knowing what's coming.
Ashley, I'm sorry.
This is an interesting way to do this.
Maybe don't lay down right there, buddy.
Corgi Bridge.
It's
just the one leg he's like, I will.
The weirdest choices. I don't know why he does this.
Okay.
That dog has utter faith. He's like, I'm going to slide off. Someone better catch my ass.
I like that you got the camera and he's just facing away from us.
It's bad to. Oh, yeah, okay. You want to just lazy
I'm just gonna
Susan?
Pivot
him.
Oh, you got to spin a dog.
He's honestly the there most pliable.
He's a malleable boy.
Okay,
he's
speed so round.
Speed round.
Keep going.
Okay. I picked two because one I can answer really shortly.
Oh, smart.
How did London feel about traveling by skyship? Did she use a skyship or a boat to get to Marquette from Tal'Dorei? She used a skyship. She's experienced it before. It was fine. What is Patia's hope in sending her knowledge to Sarit's daughter?
Oh, yes.
Maya. This is a good one because I, in thinking about Patia and that she's like the keeper of scrolls and has all of this knowledge and lore that she kind of stores in her orb. I remember being emotional, like younger in life, thinking about the Library of Alexandria.
Oh my God, yeah.
And actively crying because I'm like, what did we lose? What could we have known about the past civilization? So I've always been fascinated with that and like, what if you had the ability to basically have like, you know, the Library of Alexandria on a thumb drive?
Yeah.
That you could...
God.
Save in some way. And knowing like her last ditch effort was, well, I know Sarit got his kids out.
Yeah.
So that's the only option that I have because I have no idea what else is still intact or where to send this. So I sent the Library of Alexandria to a 14-year-old.
Incredible.
Because that's how old his daughter was. And was just like, it's in your hands now. Hope this is fine. Hope it doesn't try not to maybe wait till you're older to even look at it because it might just fry your little adolescent brain. I don't know. But I was asking Matt after the game. I was like, so I did that. I did a thing. I sent like a very powerful... relic out into the world, and of course it could be destroyed or lost or gone forever. And he's like, yeah, you don't know. Who knows? Maybe
Oh my God.
I just want to see the legacy of the Agrepnins, like
yes.
campaign 3. Like there's just some birds and they're really snooty about how much shit they know.
Yes.
And they get real mad around mages.
Yeah.
You cast invisibility, their eye starts to twitch, and you're like, I'm normal. Yeah. Hold up for grains of sand, calm down.
Yeah.
Oh, good God, stuff. What a cool idea.
Do you think he feels trapped on this table?
No, he's totally
I feel like
content.
He likes tables.
Okay.
Because he was on a table at my house. Yeah. I feel like he likes it.
Okay.
Okay.
I've only taught him this at the studio. Like.
This one I can answer pretty quickly. What drew you to the Circle of Wildfire subclass for Fern?
Oh, yeah.
Literally just because it felt like it made sense for the character being Fae and her being a little sort of off and different, and it was wild. It was wildfire, where it's just like, oops, you know, it's just everywhere. It just, that's what it felt like.
Sorry.
So, sorry! It just made sense for the character. Nothing really... I mean, it's also a very cool subclass of the ones that Marisha for Keyleth, I mean, that is the greatest one I think you can choose because it's so...
Circle of the Moon?
Circle of the Moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
Pretty OP. Yeah.
So, but I feel like, yeah, wildfire, and also there's some really cool stuff that you can do.
Yeah.
So.
It's very befitting.
How's little Mister doing?
I feel like it makes sense. He's doing so good.
So
he's just getting more and more round. He's just getting too many snacks.
Happy little meals.
He's getting happy little meals. He's just growing this way. Mm-hmm.
I still have that picture that you sent of like the specific monkey type. It's like still on my laptop.
Huh? Do you know what time it is?
What?
It's time to pull another thing from the Tower of Inquiry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Ashley,
it's Tower
Time.
Ashley, go.
Be the chaos.
Me turn?
Be yeah. the chaos.
Not the, middle. Okay. Not the middle.
Oh.
Look, we get a deity.
Oh, boy. Hi. Okay.
The first one you touch, you have to do.
You know, I know which one you're looking at, and you better do it.
Yeah, but now that I'm looking at it from this side,
you got it.
Much harder.
It's a little different than I thought.
Ashley, are you a coward?
Trying to go for the
that one?
Yes. I said, are you a coward?
Wow.
Oh, I'm just asking a question.
Don't be afraid okay. to suffer.
Are
the
you a coward?
Ashley, the humiliating, embarrassing you could say yes. consequences.
You could say yes and pull from the middle. I fully pulled for the middle. I don't know why I'm talking shit.
Yeah, you pulled. This is
I fully
so
did. I was like,
stupid.
This one's easy.
That was
oh,
a bad idea.
Oh, no. We
Ashley,
made it so
you.
Much
You're
harder
perfect.
For ourselves, and they're sticky, you guys.
I love
I
you.
They're
perfect.
Were sticky.
They are sticky. I wasn't going to say anything.
No, they're sticky.
They keep trying to fix the one. Sticky.
You just put a little mayo on it.
Oh!
What? To scare you guys.
A that boss. Was crazy.
Okay, this is 21.
20 mean.
Amazing.
Is this where?
This is how it goes. This is how it goes down.
It falls over now.
Oh no.
Oh boy. You're supposed to only use one hand.
Oh. Wow. Well, this is all a mess now, and my OCD is gonna have to make it perfect. Ah,
why well, are you making
question
this
21.
Well, now, oh, it's all.
Just walk away.
I'm walking away.
From Olivia.
You did it.
What is? Excuse me. I have
I'm sorry.
A question from Olivia.
Ready.
Let's hear it,
sorry. Olivia.
What is your character's favorite thing about the world they live in? What is your favorite part of the world as a player? Are they the same or do they differ?
Ooh.
Wow. That is an evergreen question.
That's a good one.
Yeah. An evergreen question.
What is your favorite part about the world, and what is our character's favorite part about the world?
And do they differ?
Oh.
It's okay.
Pardon me. I didn't really fart, it was the chair.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I didn't fart.
I love you.
It was a chair.
Yeah, it was
the chair. It was the chair.
Was it?
And also, these chairs are kind of wobbly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, favorite part of the world.
Favorite part of the world. Wow, God.
It's so hard. I mean, get off.
Yeah,
oh, you
yeah. No, you go.
I'm sorry.
Do it.
Laren's favorite part of, like, Avalir, because that is her world, is just, that is a, like, the entire sort of, like, reasoning behind the size of the society is to, like, reach further, and it's to constantly experiment and reach and attempt things. Like, it is an enabling society for a person like her who is smart enough to get away with bullshit. That, like, obviously she loves it because no one tells her no.
My favorite part of the Age of Arcanum
Is that they live above weather, and that's hilarious. Mm. Yeah.
Mommy, what's weather?
Like, yeah, you know those times we let the sky do whatever the fuck it wants?
Yeah.
Like cowards.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Mommy, what's weather?
I was so like, cute.
No, no. Wow. I don't like this child. Like, Marisha doesn't like this child.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. The ability to, like, push and discover.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Kind of the same. Like, it's endless. I think that's, like,
yeah,
what I love about, like, just Exandria as well, and then even, like, bringing in, like, other DMs.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, it only grows, and it only gets, like, more and more layered and rich and expansive and, you know, just colorful and amazing and vibrant, just only more with time goes on. Like,
yeah.
I haven't gotten tired of Exandria, and we've been playing in Exandria for 10 years, and I'm only, like, you're still discovering and learning about it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I love that anything is possible.
Yeah.
With enough effort and research, you can make anything happen.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Hmm. Do you have a favorite?
That is my favorite thing, that anything is possible. Imogen's favorite thing.
It has two moons.
Two moons?
I mean, that is pretty cool.
Two
moons.
That's really cool.
Imogen's favorite thing about the world? Laudna.
That's not true. Y'all having a fight right
hey,
now.
Hey, bitch.
Love it.
Laren's like, I know. Yeah. Hey, yourself, what's up? You look good bald. You should come hang out with us. Oops, the world's ending. Hold place.
Oh, man. God, I feel like for me, oh, there's so much. There's so
it's so hot. I'm so steamy.
I am so hot.
It feels like a slumber party, but also like a really uncomfortable slumber party.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It is.
You know when you go to like those like bonding like sweat lodges, like we're going to sit in here in our towels and talk about our vaginas or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like that.
If we were in towels, it would be more comfortable.
Ooh, it would.
Yeah. Oh my God. We should get little like steam rocks.
They would be letting off steam.
No wonder.
Okay, our AC went out in the studio, you guys. I'm sorry.
I'm just
trying to cover up my stinky part. Like, how do I wrap
myself up? I just keep leaning closer and keep it tight.
Stop. If you smell me, our friendship will be over.
No. Oh, God. I love, at the end, for me personally, at the end of when we got to Eor and seeing sort of the society that once was and was that was very advanced, that's why I'm so excited to finish Calamity, even though now I know what happened. I just love that concept so much. And I love Drusar. I feel like it's so cool. Just like just picturing it of just the huge, you know, spires and the bridges between
and the window and wall,
all the lanterns. Yeah.
I want to go there.
I want to go
so bad. Same with Nirdalpak.
Yeah.
Want to go to there.
All legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like Fern is just so outside of her little, you know, the glen and the little river, the stream, and her home with Nana. I feel like that's just so peaceful and wonderful and beautiful and. I feel like just being outside of that and going everywhere else in the world, she's just very curious, and it's just everything is amazing to her. Just the smallest little thing. Yeah. That's all. Do you have to pick now?
Oh, I should. I want to pick because everybody else got to do it.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
I'll do me fast, you guys. Sorry.
Okay.
We got good. Time.
Never apologize.
You're right. It is.
See, when you see it from the
way
back,
way scarier from this side. But I made a commitment.
I believe in you.
Homer's a
but now
sphinx.
I just don't. But the thing is, because the other, that one's a tough
little
piece.
There's no stubby legs.
If I get it, and then the next person is doomed, and that'll be the next show?
Yeah, that's good.
And that's really exciting.
Yeah, do that.
Good idea.
Set up someone for failure. That's boss energy. I do love dunking on Eeyore.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. Calamity, where we're like, ew, they're stupid.
Ew, so gross.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my
god, they're so weird.
Oh, I gotta read the question. I got so involved in the game.
You did it.
47. This is so sticky and gross feeling.
I know. I think they're sweating.
I think they are.
Because it's so hot.
It feels like they're covered in syrup.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know, like they were sitting at like a breakfast diner for like a long time under the table.
100%. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Leftover syrup.
The syrup bottles.
I love that I wasn't going to say anything. You guys are like, you're sticky. I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, hey, I'm not going to ask.
Okay, question. I'm ready.
This question comes to us from Matthew Foxcroft.
Yeah, it does.
What do your characters get up to when they find it hard to fall asleep?
Well,
Matthew.
Good question.
Laren and Loquacious fuck, but as our friends.
My God!
Laren has made Quay turn into everyone in the Ring of Brass. Yes! They bang weird.
Oh my God.
Changeling roleplay.
Yeah! Dog?
Dude.
Being married to a changeling? The best.
Look, I want to see other people. I am other people. Let's go.
Amazing.
Amazing.
God, that's cool.
Dude. You know, that's wasn't amazing. Totally appropriate during Calamity, but that was always like, this is my only thought. Yes. God, they fuck weird, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They fuck weird.
Lyra's got a high con. She's got kinks and can take a hit. Look.
Look.
The real reason behind the toughie.
She's got big Brad energy.
Just want to see you layer in a pleated skirt now. I don't know. Now it's in my
brain.
Yes. Try it.
Yeah. I feel like Imogen in moments when she can't sleep. She probably dives into other people's dreams and sees what they're up amazing. To. It seems like a fun, weird movie.
Whoa.
You know?
That's cool as shit.
I don't know why I never thought that you could do that, but you totally could, and that's both fucked up and amazing, and I wish I could do that.
Yeah. I would love to do that in real life. Yeah.
Watching other people's dreams.
I do worry.
That'd be
seeing,
so
like,
fun.
People you know is like, the way they really think.
100%. If people saw my dreams, I would be humiliated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, dreams are so
I just wish we could see our own dreams.
Yeah.
Like, when you wake up and it's like, here's your playback of what you did last night. And then
they're
you're
working
like,
on
why
it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Smart people are working on it.
Like, do you remember your dreams?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like super hardcore, very, very detailed, right? Like,
yeah.
My dreams play out like movies. Like, a lot of times I'm not even in them. I just watch them like a movie.
Ooh, yeah, those are my favorites where I was like, oh, cool.
That was a fun story.
Yeah.
Love that.
Netflix in your brain, like, all right.
I had for like the past 2 months, I was going to the same place.
Oh, no.
Ooh. And I was like, oh, I'm probably going to go to this place again tonight. And I would.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really weird. And then I'm just like, this is the Matrix. This is for sure. We're a computer simulation and I keep going to the same place and I'm going to start to figure it out.
Did you know, like, when you were in the dream, you're like, I've been here before, I know where to go in here kind of thing? Or was it a new experience every single time?
Oh, yeah, continuity. Oh, my God, dream continuity. That's
weird.
Oh, I hate
so
thinking
good.
About it. That's so good. Yeah.
When you're
and
in
terrifying.
A dream and you're like, I know I've been here. That's there. I don't need to explore that, but I can go over here.
Golly.
In some ways, cool. But I don't, it's not necessarily like, I know I'm dreaming. It's not like the lucid dreaming situation. Mm-hmm. I know I'm dreaming. I know if I go in here, I'm going to do this thing. It's just the same place. I'm like, that's where this is. It's so bizarre.
That's so
weird.
Cool.
It's really bizarre. It's a
like,
big place
like
too.
Severance.
Yes.
Like what?
You're just living a whole other life.
Yeah.
In your dream.
Severance. Have you watched?
Have you watched Severance yet?
No, not yet.
It's pretty good.
Ashley,
I know. I'm gonna work on it.
Okay.
Like... Well, I feel like we know what Fern does when she can't sleep.
Yeah.
She fucks with people.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of just like, well, I can't sleep, so I'm gonna see if I can mess up someone else's sleep.
That's a good instinct.
Yeah. You know.
If I can't have it, no one can.
I think it's just more like because Fern is so curious,
when everybody is sleeping, that's the time that she can really get close to them and just kind of like really take them in and be creepy and be like, wow, this is what they smell like. This is what they really look like. This is what their hair feels like. Yeah. It's creepy.
But also like comforting at the
yeah.
same time.
Yeah. It's just like really sort of getting to know someone, but while they're sleeping.
You really do have this like third rock from the sun alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Here observing the human
which
race
is
thing.
This? How strange.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, I feel like we've kind of seen what Laudna does as well. She like crafts and then just plays like dolls with pate and sashimi and she's just
I'm
like
I'm so glad like, he has sashimi now.
Yeah.
When you brought so out pate, I lost my fucking mind. And I was like, it's such a good fucking idea. It was so good. And even with the tree too, I remember both of us and I was like, God damn it, what didn't I think of that? So good, but obsessed with pate.
That just kind of came because I was like, oh, I want like, I need something dead on my belt. That was just all, it was an art thing. Yeah, oh, and then I got him and I was like, well, I've got to name him.
I got to do something.
And then also, what if I can like pop at him because necromancy and just kind of.
Here's a question I have. And I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can answer this. Are their names like the last kind of food that you had for dinner?
They're not.
Okay, oh, okay, thank okay. God.
I
think you and I talked about that. Like,
yes, you and I were.
To each other
yes,
about
that's
that.
What you were whispering
yeah.
to me.
Ooh, yeah,
that's great.
It's a good idea. That's a good idea. But I did not think that far. No.
We can run it back. Do you want to
yeah. Yeah. Run it back. Take
this out. Yeah.
No, I just, pate just came from, well, what if I name the rat like something Dorolo? And then I wanted to do like a play on Percy Dorolo. But I was like, well, pate is funny because it's dead and liver and like
dead and delicious.
I just wanted it to be like dead. It's dead, something dead. So I was like pate de Rolo that I did basically just to fuck with Taliesin. And then I just thought, oh, well, what if I just keep naming things? Things that sound really fancy and gourmet that are essentially just fancy names for things that are dead.
That's very
and
cool.
And that's been the naming convention. Is
wow.
Sashimi.
When you think of food yeah. in those terms.
Yeah. Escargot was
nothing's
my horse's
nothing's really name. Delicious sounding right. anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I still do want
exactly.
pate, though.
I love pate.
I would eat some
pate. I love food, right? guys. Yeah. I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Olivia and Matthew.
Yeah.
If you have an evergreen question for us,
evergreen.
As I said before, you can enter your questions. For the Tower of Inquiry at crewworld.com/tower. I'm a good host. All right, folks.
Yes, nailing are. It. Nailing it.
Ow!
We're going to take a quick break. Yes. Get some air in this room.
But stick around, because when we come back, we're going to be playing Cup of Questions. It's like beer pong, but without the beer. And we answer questions that are written on coasters underneath the cups. And you know what? Just wait and see. It's going to be really fun. Okay, bye.
Because the crew drank all our beer.
Yeah.
Could we
didn't
actually
invite us
do
to the
it
party?
With beer, though? No, can we do it with beer?
We could.
If we all wash our hands, I'd be down.
Oh,
yeah,
God, right.
Putting stuff in stuff.
Okay.
It's, I mean, it's alcohol. It kills the stuff.
I mean, that was how I felt all through college.
Yeah, I'm like, it's alcohol. It's killing it anyway. Yeah.
I'm poisoning myself tonight. I don't care about the dirt on the ball.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goal is blackout.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be the thing that ruins my night.
Yeah.
I ruined my night.
My
this
roommate,
is my choice.
Yeah. My roommate in college was full on, like, that was... We're out, right?
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, no, cut that off. Yeah. Cut that off.
Give me a time to say cut.
Bang.
Cut.
That's it for the podcast version of this episode of Foresighted Dive. In the video version, we wrap up each episode by playing some games, which don't always translate well to an audio-only format. Honestly, it's mostly yelling, truly. So be sure to check out the rest of the episode via the VOD for the full chaos.
If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the campaign, be sure to drop us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you're using. Your thoughts may just encourage a new critter to take the plunge. Foresighted Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/criticalrole and youtube.com/criticalrole, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. We'll see you again next month. Bye-bye.